Bienvenidos a la primera lección.
Welcome to Lesson 1.1 of the Rocket Spanish Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you'll learn not only to understand spoken Spanish conversations, but to actually take part in them yourself. Make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud. Repeating the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but from experience I know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you say them on cue. Every time Mauricio tells you a Spanish word, repeat the word aloud after him. Try to match his pronunciation as closely as you possibly can. He will repeat the word after you so that you can hear the difference. Now listen to the very first conversation. You may feel overwhelmed at first by all the new words. Relax. After the conversation, I'll break down each new word. You'll learn what it means, when to say it, and how to pronounce it. Are you ready? Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
How do you say hello to someone in Spanish?
Hola. Hola.
Make sure that you repeat the word after Mauricio. Let's try again.
Hola. Hola.
Hola is the most common greeting in Spanish. Usually when two people meet, they'll ask how each other is. You can ask how someone is in Spanish by saying,
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
The word como means how. Listen to Mauricio again and repeat after him.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
The word estás means are you.
Estás. Estás.
¿Cómo estás? How are you? Listen to this variation of the conversation you just heard. Try to distinguish the sounds of every word. One of the biggest difficulties new speakers of foreign languages have is hearing individual words in full sentences. Spanish can be spoken at a very rapid pace, so it's essential that you learn now to pick out the important words and phrases from a sentence, even if you don't understand the whole thing. Here's a new conversation. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy.
¿Cómo estás?
No, no. ¿Cómo estás tú?
The word tú means you. It's used informally when addressing friends or peers. You try it.
Tú. Tú. ¿Cómo estás tú? ¿Cómo estás tú?
Note the forceful sound of the word and try to match Mauricio's pronunciation.
Tú. Tú.
Let's say that you just met a friend and you want to know how they are. Can you tell me how you say, hello, how are you in Spanish? Answer this question aloud. Remember that if you answer in your head, you're not going to develop spoken fluency. So, can you say, hello, how are you? The answer is,
hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Did you get it right? Now you're ready to know how you respond when someone asks how you are. Listen to the conversation again. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. Gracias. If someone asks how you are, your usual response will be, well, thanks. The word bien means well.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. Repeat the word now after Mauricio.
Bien. Bien.
Now, listen to the conversation again.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, gracias. The word for thank you is gracias. You try it.
Gracias. Gracias.
So the phrase for well, thanks is bien, gracias. Listen to that part of the conversation one last time. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, gracias. Now, try saying the phrase, well, thanks, yourself. Repeat after Mauricio.
Bien, gracias. Bien, gracias.
Now, it's your turn. Say, hello, how are you, in Spanish. You should have said,
hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Do you remember what you'd say in response to this question? If I told you, hola, ¿cómo estás? What would you say? You should have said,
bien, gracias. Bien, gracias.
When you have a conversation, you don't stop there. You ask the person how they're doing. If someone says, how are you? You may want to say, I'm well, thanks. And you? To ask someone how they are, too, you need to learn how to say, and you? Here's the conversation again, with the words, and you, added. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú? The words, y tú, mean, and you? Repeat after Mauricio.
¿Y tú? ¿Y tú?
The word, y, means, and. You already know what the word, tú, means. Can you tell me what it means again? The word, tú, means, you. So, y, tú, means, and, you. Listen to Mauricio again and repeat after him.
¿Y tú? ¿Y tú?
Let's put this phrase into practice. If someone asks you, ¿cómo estás? How do you answer, well, and you? You should have answered,
bien, ¿y tú? Bien, ¿y tú?
How should I respond to the question, and you? I'd want to say, muy bien, I'm very well. Muy bien means very well.
Muy bien. Muy. Bien. Muy bien.
You already know that the word bien means well. The word muy means very. Muy bien. Very well. Repeat again after Mauricio.
Muy. Bien. Muy bien.
Now it's your turn. Say, very well, thank you. You should have said,
muy bien, gracias. Muy bien, gracias.
If you want to ask, and you? What do you say? Make sure that you're giving me your responses aloud. And you? You should have said,
¿y tú? ¿Y tú?
You can also respond by saying, estoy muy bien. I am very well. Estoy means I am. Try it with Mauricio.
Estoy muy bien. Estoy muy bien. Estoy muy bien.
Notice the forceful sound on the last syllable of estoy. Practice it again with Mauricio.
Estoy. Estoy.
I am. Estoy. I am very well. Estoy muy bien. Repeat one final time after Mauricio.
Estoy muy bien. Estoy muy bien.
Very good. Muy bien. If you want to congratulate someone for a job well done, you can also tell them, muy bien.
Muy bien. Muy bien.
Very good. Muy bien. So now, tell me again, what do you say if you are very well? You should have answered.
Estoy muy bien. Estoy muy bien.
Let's go back. What do you say if you want to tell someone hello? You should have answered.
Hola. Hola.
What would you say if you want to ask someone how he or she is? You should have answered.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
How would you say, and you? You should have answered.
¿Y tú? ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. Good job. Now, listen to the original conversation and focus on understanding each word as you hear it. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
After all this study, ¿cómo estás tú en este momento? I hope that you answered, Estoy muy bien. Did the new words throw you? Hearing familiar words mixed with unfamiliar words is important at this stage in your learning. You need to be able to pick out the words and phrases you do know, even if you don't understand the rest of the sentence. Don't allow unfamiliar words to keep you from understanding the gist of the question. It's amazing how few words we really need to understand what someone wants to know. Oh, and by the way, en este momento means at this moment. Now you're ready for a little test. Let's take your vocabulary one step further and see if you can create new sentences based on the vocabulary you know. From everything that you've learned so far, how can you ask, How am I? You should have answered,
¿Cómo estoy? ¿Cómo estoy?
¿Cómo estoy means, How am I? Now, how do you say, you are well? You should have answered,
Estás bien. Estás bien.
Estás, you are. Bien, well. Estás bien, you are well. Now, how would you say, you are very well? You should have answered.
Estás muy bien. Estás muy bien.
Muy bien. That was great. You've learned 10 new words in this lesson. Here's a quick review. Repeat each word after Mauricio.
Hola. Hola.
Hola means hello.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
¿Cómo means how, as in, ¿cómo estás?
Estás. Estás.
Estás means are you.
Estoy. Estoy.
Estoy means I am.
Muy. Muy.
Muy means very.
Bien. Bien.
Bien means well.
Y. Y.
Y means and, as in, ¿y tú?
Tú. Tú.
Tú means you.
Gracias. Gracias.
Gracias means thank you. Well, you've come to the end of Lesson 1.1 of the Rocket Spanish Interactive Audio Course. Make sure to practice often and listen to us next time with Rocket Spanish Lesson 1.2.
Excelente. Muy bien. Nos vemos.